His mother's voice got madder and madder every time she said his name. Peter Gordon, I know you can hear me. He could hear her, all right. He was just ignoring her.
Pete, for Christ's sake, answer your mother.
That was his father, and he was likely standing at the top of the stairs that led into the basement where Pete lived.
I can't come up right now. I'm in the middle of something.
What he was in the middle of was flying an airplane over the city of Los Santos in the video game Grand Theft Auto. It was not easy to do, and if he wasn't careful, he would crash a very expensive airplane. He heard their footsteps coming down the stairs, both of them, and knew where this was going. He landed the plane so he could pause the game and listen to the lecture he knew he was about to get. His mother looked like she'd been crying, and his dad looked angry.
He always looks angry, Pete thought. Please pause the game, his father had his stern voice on.
I already did. What's up?
They just stood there, staring down at him, and he became acutely aware of the condition of his room. Soda cans littered the coffee table. The couch that he'd been using as a bed for the last 2 years after he'd gotten kicked out of college still had his blanket and pillow on it. There were clothes strewn everywhere because he hadn't gotten around to stuffing everything in the hamper and dragging it up to the laundry room. And the old TV he was using to play GTA had a layer of dust on it that was so thick you could write your name in it. You tell us, his father suddenly looked old to Pete.
I guess working for 20 years in a soul-sucking job will do that to you.
How's the job search going?
Dad, we've talked about this before. I'm putting in applications online. I'm sure it's breaking news to you that no one wants to hire a 21-year-old college dropout. His mother brushed some cookie crumbs off the couch cushion and sat down. What kind of jobs have you been applying for?
Things that I'm willing to do. I've applied at Game Day, the record store at the mall, and...
His father interrupted.
Pete, you can't just apply for the jobs you want. Don't you think everyone wants to work at a fun place like a video game or record store? When your sister started looking for jobs.
Yeah, I know. She spent all day long walking around filling out applications until she finally got a job at Yoga Berry, and then she worked there while she was going to school. You've told me this 1,000 times.
Pete's twin sister, Diane, had always been their parents' favorite. That's because I've always been the fuck-up.
His father sighed heavily and ran his hand through his thinning hair.
Okay, son, let me put it to you this way. Your mom and I have been talking, and we decided that it's time for some tough love.
Pete looked at his mom. That's why she was crying.
Here's how it's going to be. You have 2 weeks to either get a job, return to school, or join the military. At the end of the 14 days, we will be changing the locks to the house. You will only receive a house key if you show us that you are doing something to move forward with your life.
You're kicking me out on the street? Pete was shocked. His mother answered, No.
But you have been sitting down here for 2 years doing nothing but playing video games, eating our food, and wasting your life. You are a smart boy with so much potential. We can't let you keep wasting it like this.
Where am I supposed to go? Pete couldn't believe they were doing this.
That's up to you, son. I recommend the military. Your Uncle Sean was on a very bad path, and the military turned his life around.
Pete had been hearing about Uncle Sean and the military his whole life. The last thing he wanted was to have some dude yelling in his face and making him use his toothbrush to clean a toilet. No, thank you.
Pete was furious. He threw the controller down as he stood up. This is bullshit. You know I've been trying to get a job. It wasn't my fault I flunked out of college. You're acting like this is easy for me, too.
Grabbing his wallet and stuffing it in his jeans, he headed for the stairs.
You know what? Fine. Maybe I will join the military and get sent to some god-awful place in the world and I'll never come home.
Pete stomped up the stairs, leaving his parents staring up at him as he slammed the door shut.
Fuck them, he thought.